We continue today with lesson number 32 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Gittin. We are closing in, but not quite, at the end of the 8th Perek, Perek 8, Mishnah 8 and 9, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Ches, Kosav Sofer Get Li'ish. This is comedy of errors, so to speak. Normally, the sofer prepares a document, a get document, which he gives to the husband, to the ish. And the ish gives the get to the isha, to the woman, to the wife. That's what a divorce is all about. And normally, when there's a divorce, the husband owes the wife the money of the ksuva. When he pays her that money, the sofer writes for her a shovar, a receipt. And she gives that receipt to her husband when she receives the money and she's satisfied that the debt is settled. So suppose you have a situation where the sofer started off doing things right. Kosav sofer get lo ish. He wrote a proper get for the husband. And the proper receipt for the wife to give to her husband when she collects the money from the ksuva. Now when it comes to deliver these two documents, he makes an error, a mistake. And he gives the get to the woman instead of the shover. And the receipt to the man instead of the get. Now comes time for the divorce. The husband takes his document, thinking it's a get, but it's really a shover, and gives it to her. He gives her the money for the ksuva. She gives him the document that she has, thinking it's a shover, but it's really a get. V'nosnu ze lo ze. A week later, 2 weeks later, whenever, they open up the document, uliachazman. The husband looks, thinking he has a shofar in his hands, which he received from the woman. Hare haget yotzei miyad ha'ish. And lo and behold, it's a get that he has in his hands. And the woman opens up her document, thinking it's a get. V'hashofar miyad ha'ish. But it's a receipt that she has. What's happened here is that she's never been divorced. Because she never received a get from her husband. She received a get from the sofer. What does that mean? And suppose, in the meantime, she went thinking she is divorced, and she goes and gets married to another fellow. So the Mishnah says, Teitzei mizeh umizeh. She must leave the fellow who she married to thinking she was divorced. And she's not divorced, so she might think, well, I'll go back to my husband. No. My first husband, no way. Teitzei mizeh umizeh, v'chol hadrochim ho'elu vo. All of these consequences that we learned about in Mishnah Hay apply to her. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said it's not so simple. In li altar yotzo, if immediately they discovered the error, immediately here doesn't mean 10 minutes. Immediately here means she's not yet gotten remarried. The husband's holding the get still. She's holding the shover still. She's never gotten a get from her husband, but she hasn't remarried. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Imli alter yotzo, if before she got married, they discover the errors, ein ze get. It is not a get. Now here, there's different interpretations. But the Rambam says, and the Me'iri, that what this means is, now he has a get in his hands, the sofer wrote a get, what's the problem? The husband can just take the get, give it to her, now she's Megureshes, and that's it. Others learn, and that's the commentary of the Bartanura here, that ein zeh get means this get is already out of the picture. Too many mistakes going on here, and she requires a new get. But let's follow the first pshat. If she hasn't gotten married yet, and her husband is holding on to the get, just never given it to her, he can give it to her now. Im liyachas man, suppose after a time, meaning she's already gotten married to another person, then yotzo, then the husband opens it up and sees it is a get, and the woman sees she's got a shover, not a get. And they say, what happened here? The sofa made a mistake. He gave the husband the shover. He gave the isha the get. So, and then they switch. The wife says, here, I'll give you the shover. I'm satisfied you gave me the money from the ksufa. And he says, here's your get. So, hare ze get. This is a valid get. And she does, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and she does not have to be divorced from the second husband. She can remain with the second husband. And he argues, lo kol heimenu min horishon. We can't believe the first husband and believe him that he never gave her the get, and all of a sudden he woke up today and found that he had the get all along and never gave it to her, and she's not divorced, and therefore break up the second marriage. He does not have the right to do that. He does not have the ne'emonos. We can't believe that it's true, the story that he's telling. La'abed z'chuso shel sheni, in order to destroy the privilege of the second guy. The second guy married this woman thinking that she was divorced. And the only reason that she's not divorced is because her first husband says, oh, I have the get in my hand. I must have never given it to her. In such a situation, we're afraid that the first husband and the wife are in some kind of a cahoots, and they want to ruin the second marriage for some reason. And therefore, the woman gave her first husband back the get that he did give her. So therefore, we can't believe this whole story. And she can remain, or must remain, with her second husband. The first husband, the get, is done deal. The Mishnah continues. Kosaf. If a person writes a get, he has a get written, Lagorish es ishto, he wants to divorce his wife. Before he gives it to her, they go to marriage counseling, and they work everything out, and then he doesn't want to divorce her anymore. V'nimlach, he changes his mind. But there is a document out there that says that she's divorced, but it was never given to her, so she's not divorced. But that document exists. Beshama Yomim Solomon Hakuhuna. Beshama says that very fact that there is a written divorce, even though it was never effected, it's enough to make her no longer able to marry a Kohen, and she can no longer eat Truma. Because when it comes to the Isur of Kohuna, we say that she has a din like a grusha. So that now if her husband dies, and she's a widow, and normally a widow can marry a Kohen, she can't marry a Kohen. Because to a certain extent, she was a grusha. Because a gerushin document, a get document, was written for her, albeit never served to her. And if this first husband himself was a Kohen, she cannot go back to him, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel omrim, no way. Afal pishen is son olo al tanai. Not only is a written document not going to make her a gerusha to be asur to a Kohen, to be asura to a Kohen, but even if a husband gives his wife a get, he writes a document and gives it to her, but he gives it to her on a condition. It's a get if I die from this illness. It's a forget if I don't come back in 30 days. So she has a piece of paper. Not that the piece of paper exists in the file cabinet. The piece of paper was given to her, but it was given her conditionally. And the condition was not met. She's not divorced. Lo nasatnai, if the condition was not met, she's not divorced. And lo pisola min hakuhuna. She's not a grusha. If her husband dies, she can marry a kohen. Mishnah Tess has two basic subjects. One is a situation of a post-divorce reunion. Man divorces his wife, and then later, he's misyached imo. He checks into a motel room together with just her and him. So we will see there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether she requires a new get, Because maybe by living together in the motel room that one night, that constitutes a new marriage, post-divorce. And now, to negate that marriage, a second divorce is required. The second subject is the subject of a get kedayach, a so-to-speak bald get. But let's first learn the first subject. Hamagoresh es yishto, man divorces his wife. After the divorce, he spends a night with her in a motel, in a pundiki, in an inn. And there are edim, there are witnesses in the lobby who see that these two divorced couple just checked into room 101, and they've been there all night. Beishamai omrim einot tzricho heimenu get sheni. Beishamai says, we do not require a second get. What they did in the room, I'm not concerned with that. And the first divorce is fine. Ubeis Hillel omrim tzricho heimenu get sheni. But Beis Hillel holds, since there are edim, there are witnesses who saw them have yichud. There are witnesses who saw them go into room 101, close the door, and lock it behind them. So we say, hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. These people who saw the yichud, who know that they were alone together in a room for a period of time, that constitutes witnesses that there was intercourse between them. Why do we assume that? Do we assume that any time a man and a woman are alone in a room together, improperly, that there's been an intercourse? No, we don't assume that. But here, it's an ex-husband and ex-wife. When they're alone together, they're accustomed to being intimate with one another, and there's no inhibitions against being intimate once again. So therefore we assume, since there was yichud, there was bia. And if there was bia, we have a rule. Ein odom osa bi'iloso bilasnus. A person just doesn't have bia promiscuously. So if he had bia, if he had intercourse with his ex-wife, that intercourse was l'shem kedushin, he's remarrying her. And therefore a second get is required. Beis Shammai says, we don't say this rule of hein hein edei yichud, hein hein edei bia. Meaning, even though there are two witnesses in the lobby who saw them go into room 101 and lock the door behind them, that's no proof at all that indeed there was any bia, any intercourse going on in that room. If we have witnesses who are peeking through the peephole and they saw the intercourse, that's a different story. But in this case, we have no evidence that there was bia. Maybe they were playing chess. Maybe they were watching TV. Maybe they were having an argument. Whatever. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, we do not require a second get. Now, Amosai, the Mishnah continues. When do we say that we suspect that this couple left alone in the room, indeed had intercourse with each other, because they are not inhibited with each other. They've been married for years before this divorce. It's only Bizman Shnizkar Sherman Hanesuin. If indeed they've been married before the get, the first get, and therefore they're accustomed to living to one another, and they're locked in the room together, there's no inhibitions against them, stopping them from having intercourse. Umodim, but Beis Hillel agrees. Bizman Sherman Hanesuin. Suppose this couple was never lived together as man and wife. They're only, quote, engaged, meaning there was kedushin and no chuppah. And then they decide, you know, we're not going to go through with the chuppah, divorce. And then they spend a night together in the inn. Then Beis Hillel agrees, not necessary to have a ketz sheni. She'eino tzricha emenu get sheni. Boy, and they she'einli bo gaspo. He's inhibited with her. Just the fact that they're alone in the room, he knows he's divorced from her. The fact that he was once an orus and she was an arusa, they're still not intimate with each other. They don't freely engage in physical intimacy. And therefore, there's no chash of bia, no chash of intercourse, no chash then of a new marriage and a new get. The second get is not required. Many, many implications in various contemporary situations about a young man, a young woman who are living together, not married. Do they, when they break up, do they require a get or not? Is good basis in this Mishnah to argue that maybe they do not require a get, but we're not going to get into these kinds of nitty-gritty practical, unfortunately these days, very practical halachos. The Mishnah continues, but in order to understand it, they have to introduce a concept of a get kereach, literally a bald, B-A-L-D, a bald get. What is this all about? There is a concept, in fact, this entire chapter of Maseches Bava Basra, which discusses it, of a get makusha, a get which is stitched together. What's this all about? The Chachomim made a takona requiring a get makusha, a get folded in a certain way, which I'll describe to you in a moment, because of Kohanim. Kohanim tend to be quick to anger. They get angry very quickly. If a Kohen and his wife have a feud, and the Kohen decides he's going to divorce his wife, and he runs across the street to the sofa and says, I can't take it anymore, let's write a get, I'm giving her a get. And if he divorces her, and he cools off the next day, he can't remarry her. A Kohen can't remarry a divorcee, even his own divorcee. So therefore, Chacham made a takona, and when a Kohen wants to divorce his wife, he has to do so through a process called the get mekusha. The get mekusha, as we will see, takes some time to write. The time that it takes to write such a complicated get, he'll cool down, and they'll reconcile, and the get won't be necessary. Here's how you write a get mekusha. The sofer starts by writing a line or two. Stops. Then he folds over that written line or two onto the blank space beneath it and stitches it closed. Then he writes two or three more lines. Folds that over onto the blank space beneath it and sews that up. And does that several times, five, six times. Each fold is called a kesher, a knot. Each fold is stitched, so it's called a kesher, a knot, K-N-O-T. That's why it's called a get mekusha. So it doesn't look like a plain old document. It looks like a kid's version of a paper airplane, folded and folded and folded and folded. The Chachamim made a takkona that on each fold, there's five folds, you have to have a witness on the back of each fold. And if there is a fold without the signature of a witness, so that kisharov merubim me'edov, the folds are more than the witnesses. There's five folds, only four witnesses, only four people have signed on the folds, and the four of the five folds. So one of the fold has no witness signed onto it. That's called a get kereach, a bald get. And such a get is possible. Why? Because we're concerned. Maybe the husband said to these five Edim, and he said, I want you all of you to sign. And we learned already that if a husband says, I want all five of you to sign, they all five must sign. If only four sign, the get's not a get. So here too, perhaps, there's five folds, perhaps the husband said to five men, sign, all of you. And we only have four signatures, so one didn't sign. So therefore the get is possible. Now, along comes our mission and says, "Kinosa beget kereach." Suppose a woman receives a get from her first husband, a Kohen, and this get is a get mekusha with all these folds, but it has five folds and only four witnesses signed onto it. She says, "The heck with it. I have a get. I'm going and getting married." She goes and gets married to a second person. Again, we impose upon her all those stringencies that we learned about. She must be divorced from her second husband because she wasn't properly divorced from her first. She can't go back from her first husband either. And all of the other consequences that we learned about, she loses her ksuva, she loses peros, belos, etc., all apply to her. Again, this Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir, who says, if the Chachamim say it's got to be five signatures on five folds, it's got to be that way, and otherwise havlad mamzer. However, others say, no, we don't say havlad mamzer. However, what we do say is that she must leave her second husband because the first get was not properly done. The get mekusha was not properly done. It was a get kireyach, and that remains the halacha. She does not suffer all the horrible consequences, but she does have to leave her new husband, because she was never had a proper get that really conformed to all of the rules from her first husband. And so we have finished lesson number 32.